Okay. Now we're just talking about Abraham.
我们刚刚在谈亚伯拉罕。
And even though Abraham was born about 2161, 5, 6, 800 years, about 800 years before the Mosaic Law was written.
亚伯拉罕大约是在摩西律法写出来前的800年的人。
But it's verses like Genesis 26:5 which show to us that he did have the word of God.
而在创世纪26章5节呢却让我们知道他其实那个时候已经有上帝的话语可以教导他。
This clearly tells us the reason Abraham became a great believer and was able to get blessed by God was because of the word of God.
而且这边很清楚地告诉我们亚伯拉罕之所以可以受到神的祝福是因为他很清楚地知道神的话语。
Now we tend to think of the word of God as being the Bible. In other words, something that's been given to the prophets and then written down and then handed down through the centuries as a written word. That's what we think of the word of God. You know, we think of the Bible.
因为在我们现代的人呢会认为当我们说神的话语就等于是圣经都是写下来的话语。
Yeah, but the word of God is communicated in many ways.
但是神的话语其实有很多种让我们知道的沟通的方法。
In the garden, the Lord Jesus Christ, that's Jehovah, he was communicating to Adam and Eve face to face. He appeared in some kind of a form, like maybe an angelic form, and he was teaching them face to face.
就像当年在伊甸园的时候神耶和华也就是当时是耶稣基督他就已经出现在亚当跟夏娃面前来教导他们直接面对面的教导所以耶稣基督可能是以一种天使的一个身形状态来出现在他们亚当夏娃的面前
Yeah, and then we see through the line of down to Noah for example word of mouthSo the parents, good parents, teaching their children the word of God. So Adam and Eve teaching Cain and Abel, for example. Abel believed, Cain didn't, but that was their free will.
而之后呢，亚当夏娃他们用就是用口语传导的方式呢，一代一代的，一直到诺亚，他们都是上一代交给下一代这样子的方式来教导神的话语。
We see many times the Lord Jesus Christ, that's Jehovah, he was appearing himself, or the angel of the Lord, that's also Jesus Christ, the angel of the Lord, coming down and speaking face to face with people, teaching the word of God.
好除了这种口语传达之外呢神还是会有的时候会以这个天使的身份出现在比较早期的这些基督徒面前直接的面对面的教导。
We have that verse in Acts 7:53. It says the angels were teaching as well.
在使徒行传七章五十三节呢就有提到说那些天使是直接面对面的教导他们。
And getting back here to Genesis 26:5, it says, Because Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, my laws. Emphasizing all of these things which are different aspects of the word of God.
而在创世纪26章第5节呢就讲到说亚伯拉罕听从我的话遵守我的吩咐我的命令律令跟法度也这些呢都是在告诉我们说其实上帝的话语会有很多种形式的来教导我们
And without exception whenever you read of any great believer in the Bible there's always going to be a passage like this which says because they followed the word of God or they followed God's commandments or they kept the law there's something like this to tell us this is why these people became great believers
而我们在看圣经里面有非常多的时候都圣经都特别提到说这些过去伟大的这些信徒他们都是遵照了神的命令然后保有了神的律法所以只有当我们能够遵照神的这些话语我们才有可能变成一个好的信徒
I think one of the most interesting verses in scripture and we've never actually studied it before but we should at some stage is Psalms 138 verse 2
好有一个很重要的一个经句就是在诗篇138篇的第二节。
You need a proper translation from the Hebrew. The real meaning of this is that God raises his word above his name. So literally, he's putting his word. The word of God is even more important than his name.
诗篇一三八章的第一三八篇第二节里面说，神呢将他的话语摆在他的名字的上面，意思说神他对于他所说的话更胜于对于他认定 他的名。
And you could almost sort of see that from a practical point of view, when someone says, oh, my name is John, or my name is David, my name is Tim. This represents the person, but that person is actually their thinking, remember. That is who you are, is your thinking. So your thinking is really more important than your name.
我们常常是用一个人的名字来代表这个人。但是实际上一个人的真正存在的意义是在他的思维。所以他的思想成为他的话语，他的话语当然能够代表他的思维，那这绝对是超过这个人的名字。
And we saw that passage in Exodus 14. Remember, Jehovah is explaining his name, Jehovah, to Moses.
就是像出埃及记14章，约和华第一次对摩西说他是谁。
And remember, the name Jehovah actually comes out from this meaning, which they translate, I am who I am, but it really means the existing absolute one, the one who is absolute.
即使是耶和华这个名，他说这个名的时候，其实是在说那个存在的，绝对存在的那个。
And then you have to look at the absolute characteristics of God. That's really what God is, and those absolute characteristics are made up of God's thinking.
而所谓的那个绝对的存在是就是他的名字耶和华的真正的意思是绝对的存在其实是来自于他神的特质跟他的思维
For example, we look at one of the characteristics of God as being his love. Well, God actually gives us his description of love in the Bible. He tells us what true love is.
而就像我们讲说耶和华它代表的是爱可是这个爱如果只是一个字的话它没有什么意义是真的这个爱它真正的所有的意涵才是它真正代表了我们的神
yeah, God is love but love also is it's his thinking it's his words
而爱呢是我们的神而我们的神呢他的爱是在于他的思维他是怎么思考的那这些东西都用他的语言他的话语又能够代表得出来。
And you can apply that to the other characteristics, for example, of God's truth, or his righteousness, or his justice.
而这样子的概念也可以用在神的其他的特质，好，包括他的，
他的真理 and righteousness and justice.
他的公义，他的公正。
So you can see why in Psalms 138:2, where it says he has raised his words above his name.
所以呢，这些字所代表的意义都可以让我们更理解说为什么诗篇138篇的第二节说神把他的话语摆在他的名字之上。
And then you get back to a verse like Genesis 26:5 on the screen there. It's Abraham obeying God's words that makes him cohesive with God's will.
所以呢在创世纪26章5节这边所提到的说亚伯拉罕遵守他的命令律法跟法度所以呢代表的是亚伯拉罕已经把他自己的思维跟神对齐
And because Abraham was obedient to the commandments and the statutes and the laws God was able to bless him and through this Abraham glorified God
也因此呢因为亚伯拉罕顺服于神的命令律法跟法度所以他呢才能够真正的荣耀神所以他才会得到神的祝福
God didn't say I'm blessing Abraham because he goes to church every week or because he's out serving the Christians and giving out Bible tracts
神并没有讲说因为亚伯拉罕呢他每个礼拜都去教堂所以我要祝福他也没有因为亚伯拉罕到处去给这些福音的这个小册子所以神要祝福他
or because he prays 3 hours every morning
也没有因为亚伯拉罕每天要祷告祈祷3个小时所以要祝福他
or because he sings songs to Jehovah 3 hours every night
也没有因为他要每天唱诗歌来赞颂神3个小时
it's because Abraham obeyed the word of God
而是亚伯拉罕他能够真正的
So getting back to knowing the will of God, doing the will of God.
所以认识了神, 而且是按照神所说的做。
Now a lot of people, they think they're doing fairly legitimate things in their life, but again, maybe it's not the will of God.
也许我们很多人都认为说, 诶, 我们是真的很好的在做人啊, 但是想想这些你认为做的对的, 是否就是神要我们做的。
And again, the only way you're going to know what the will of God is, as we've just seen now, is to know the Word of God.
所以你要知道神到底要我们怎么做, 唯一的方法就是了解神的话语。
And it takes many, many years of developing wisdom and developing humility.
所以呢，是我们需要多少年不断的让我们能够提升我们的智慧以及我们的谦卑。
Okay, maybe at some stage during the study, we can actually look at the book Divine Guidance. There's a book by the Colonel, and he points out very clearly principles from Scripture about how we can learn the will of God for our lives.
上校牧师有一本书叫做《神圣的旨意》, 这本书...
Yeah, I'm not quite sure. Divine Guidance means God is guiding you, I guess.
Yeah,
but it talks about the will of God.
指引,神圣的指引, 这本书里面有非常清楚的教导我们, 就是到底神希望我们。
Yeah. Remember another principle that I mentioned the other week was that just because God is allowing you to do something doesn't necessarily mean it's the will of God.
前几周我们有讲到就是说神有的时候会让我们做什么但不代表那是神真的希望我们做什么。他只是容许我们这样暂时这样做。
If you're doing something that's outside of the will of God, it's meaningless. And the Bible says it's like vapor, it's like smoke or mist, it's worthless. So remember we had this verse in verse 14. It says, what is your life? Now this is talking about someone who is not doing the will of God.
好,所以呢,当神让我们,允许我们做什么的时候呢,它其实并不代表神要我们怎么做的时候,那个时候的,我们按照我们的意思去做的,只是有如一阵青烟。
Okay.
是一下子就消散了。
One thing that's going to prove for you whether your life had meaning, whether you were in the will of God, is finally when you get to the Bema throne. This is where you're going to be evaluated, and this is where you'll find out, was my life meaningful?
所以对我们来讲, 到底我们人生什么事情才是真的有意义的? 我们是得要看到 将来当我们被提到天堂法庭，只有在那个时候，评估宝座要有的标准，才是我们的人生有意义的标准。Okay,
remember the Greek word is the Bema. It takes on a sort of a broad meaning. The Bema throne, B-E-M-A. Okay, this is the word that you find in 2 Corinthians 5:10.
It's okay. Greek, right?
Yes, Greek.
好，这个 Bema throne. 就是所谓的评估宝座呢, Bema 是希腊文。
Okay, and you see this word appearing in 2 Corinthians 5:10 and Romans 14:10-13.
所以在哥林多前书的...
This one here, 2 Corinthians 5:10.
哥林多后书的五章十节。
And then Romans 14:10, I think.
罗马书的14章10到13节。
Okay, and it's also mentioned, it's the same context in Revelation 22:12.
启示录的22章12节也有提到这样类似的概念。
And when you're reading 1 Corinthians 3:11 to 15, which we'll read about now, it's the same place. We're talking about this Bema seat or the Bema throne.
好,所以在这个我们现在要来念的是哥林多前书的3章11到15节。
So all of these verses I just gave you, that the context or the place is the same place. This is after believers have been raptured and they're going to be before the Lord Jesus Christ and evaluated on their Christian life.
好,所以呢,这些章节金句都是在谈同一个概念,就是当我们基督徒在被提到天上的时候,我们会被摆在评估宝座前,由耶稣基督来
跟我公布我们的成绩。
Can you share the screen, babe?
Okay.
Okay, but we're not talking about the great white throne judgment that's mentioned in Revelation 20. That's for the unbelievers.
好，那我们当然在这边讲的这个是评估宝座，或者是被称之为领奖台，但都不是那个所谓的审最后审判，那是给非信徒的那个最后审判的白马宝座，不一样的。
Yeah, this is going to take place at the same time that there's a seven-year tribulation on the earth.
而我们会被提到这个评估宝座或者是领奖台前的时间呢，就是所谓的信徒被提的那个时间，就是开始了七年的大灾难时期的那个那同一个时间。
Yeah, now time in heaven is going to be a very different concept from time on earth.
天堂上面的时间的概念跟我们地球上的时间概念是很不一样的。
But this whole process has to take place within 7 years at least of earth years, because after the 7 years, then we come back with Jesus Christ to the earth.
但是呢，当我们讲的那个大灾难的七年，其实是地球的七年。好，所以跟天堂状况是不一样的。那但是我们不论怎么样，都会在被提后的这七年的地球时间的之后呢，我们会回到地球，跟着耶稣基督回来。
And there's a couple of passages in the New Testament and talking about the great believers of the church age. We will rule with Jesus Christ. So one of the things that's going to happen at the evaluation tribunal is that Jesus Christ will be crowning certain people to be kings and queens of countries on the earth.
在那个创世启示录的第二章里面有提到哈，就是当耶稣回来的时候，有一些我们的这个信徒会跟着他一起回来管理地球，而这些人呢，是在评估宝座的时候呢，被加冕了的某一些人。
Yeah, I think it comes out in Revelation chapter 2, maybe verse 27, 28.
就是在启示录的二章的27、28节。
Maybe.
也许。Okay, if I remember
correctly. And if you look at the earth...There's only about 200 and maybe 220 countries on the earth. So that means the number of places to be kings upon the earth, the number of available positions is very few.
因为呢地球怎么样到那时候大概也顶多就是220几个国家。所以呢所谓的每一个国家的领导人总共也就只有200多个。因此它不是我们每一个信徒都有机会去当那个领导人。
Yeah, and there must be about a dozen countries in the Middle East, and we know that those Middle Eastern countries are all going to be joined together to become one big Israel. And David will be the king of Israel.
而到了那个时候呢，就是七年大灾难年之后呢，要耶稣基督要回来的时候，整个中东地区会全部都变成是以色列的。
Yeah.
就会剩下一个国家。所以那个时候呢，大卫王会回来作为那个以色列那个时候的大以色列的国王。
Yeah, and we don't know what the Lord's going to do with other countries. Maybe some will be united and others will be separated, but probably no more than about 200 countries.
而我们不知道耶稣会怎么样去拆解这个整个世界有多少个国家，但是就是有些国家会被拆成两个，有些会被合并，所以最终也就是差不多200个国家吧。
But according to Revelation 2,That is one of the rewards that will be given at this Bema seat.
而根据这个启示录呢，就是到底哪些人会成为这些200个国家的这个领导人呢？都是在这个所谓的评估宝座前，耶稣在拣选的，他会给这些人上加冕，上皇冠。
And one way that we're going to be seeing the manifestation, I guess, of your spiritual life is through this fire that's going to happen in 1 Corinthians 3:11 to 13. It's going to be a gathering of your works. Remember, we have the gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and stubble, all brought together and then put on fire.
而我们在人世间的所有属灵生命的成果都会在这个评估宝座前呢，被烧把火来检验我们是金银宝石，或者是草木和秸秸和秸。
Yeah, that's right, because I had that new word, right?
和秸就是会烧掉或没烧掉，就在这个评估宝座前会被放火试炼出来。
Yeah, and it says here in the English, when you get down to verse 13, for the day, and this capital D, very important day, this is really saying the day of your evaluation.
这个英文你看那第三行啊 ,the day, 那个 D 又被那是第一 day 啊，是大写的。对我们基督徒来讲，非常重要的一天。那一天就是我们会被试炼清楚，会被火烧出来，我们到底的属灵生命是怎么一个状态。
Because it, meaning your spiritual life, your spiritual works, your fruit, shall be revealed by fire.
也就是说，那个我们的属灵生命会经由火。来试验出来到底是有什么样的属灵的果实会被已经被结成。
Now we don't have the exact details, this is all we're given as far as the details, but it's almost like God is attributing, it means he's using gold to represent maybe the highest of the test that you pass. Or if you pass a not quite so high test, that's a silver, and then so on and so on.But if it's wood, hay, and stubble, these are your fake works. That these are works that you've been doing without the Holy Spirit, without the Word of God, without love for God.
就是神给我们的这个有关这个评估宝座里面会发生的事情，资讯并没有很多，也就是这样。但他很清楚的在让我们知道，就是当这个用火试炼出来的金可能是最好的，银可能是第次之，然后。宝石等等，但是如果我们呢是草木和铠的话呢，那基本上火一烧就没有了。它这代表的是我们那种叫做假的功啊，就是我们在人世中所做的完全没有果效的功。
Because gold and silver and precious stones remain, just as your spiritual fruit remains.
所以呢，金银宝石呢，等于是一个比喻，也就是我们的属灵的果实。好，是真正可以保留下来的。
Yeah, and the Bible actually says, I think it's in this passage as well, and maybe there's another passage, it says that many will feel ashamed because maybe on the earth they were esteemed as these great believers, maybe had a very prominent position in the church, and they're very famous, and a lot of people looked up to them as Christian leaders. But they'll be ashamed because the Lord will reveal what their real relationship was with God.
而且呢在圣经里面有提到，就是说很多也许在地球上，在人世上是非常的被人抬举的好的这个信徒，甚至在教会里有很高的位置，可是他们到了这个时候，天堂的这个评估宝座前的时候，他们其实会非常的羞愧，因为所有的东西一烧就没了。
Yeah, but it's only going to be a temporary shame, you know, just for the time of the evaluation, we can imagine. And it's not going to be a sinful shame, of course, because there's no sin in heaven.
但是这种所谓的羞愧呢，其实呢，也只是暂时的，因为在天堂是没有罪的，没有任何人会要有任何罪恶感的，所以他那个羞愧也是一下子就过去了。
Yeah, perhaps something like a feeling of disappointment and where you have this very clear idea in your mind that you really screwed up. Up until that time, you're thinking, oh wow, the Lord's going to really bless me and things are going to be so great. I'm going to have the crowns and rewards. And then all of a sudden, there's big fire and there's nothing. It's like, oh man, what happened?
他那个感觉就是有点像是有点只是那一刹那间的失望了，因为你很可能在地球上让大家都觉得你是很棒的一个信徒，所以当你被评估前，你真的是满怀信心将会得到一个很棒的一个桂冠，结果没想到一烧，诶，我什么都没了，所以那个感觉是会有一点点落差。
Yeah, and the feeling that all of these people that he knew and maybe his congregants in the church, maybe he had a big church with 10,000 people, and everybody's thinking, what happened? I thought he was a great pastor.
因为也有可能是一个在地上是有一万个信徒会众的一个牧师，结果到了那个评估宝座的时候，所有的他的会众都一起看着他一烧，诶，什么都没了，所以他蛮糗的。
Yeah.And one thing that you might ask yourself the question, well, what will my results be at the tribunal? How am I going to know? Well, the Word of God is your guide, and you need to be objective to evaluate yourself. And the Scripture does say that you need to evaluate yourself.
那我们怎么知道我们到底到评估宝座前会是个什么光景呢？但其实圣经都讲得很清楚，因为它教了我们这个在天上是怎么样评估我们的。
Remember in the book of James, it says that the word of God is a mirror. And if you have the word of God, it has to be in your soul. And then you are seeing yourself as you really are. And the more you have the word of God in your soul, the clearer the image of yourself really is.
其实呢，雅各书第二章里面就有提到说，其实神的话语呢，就很像一个镜子。那我们一定要把神的话语放在我们的魂里，随时的记得，你要随时照镜子。那你这样的话，你就会很清楚，你将会在评估宝座前是个什么光景。
You can never rely on the opinions of other people to say, oh, you're a good Christian, you're a bad Christian, or the Lord is pleased with you. You don't want to listen to those people. You want to listen to the word of God in your soul.
你千万不要去听旁边的人告诉你说你是一个很好的信徒，或你有没有让神很开心，千万不要听他们。只能够靠神的话语，在我们的魂里的神的话语。
The word of God, that's your guidance as to whether you're doing the right thing or not. So you should be able to evaluate yourself. Again, the more doctrine you have in your soul, then the more accurate the evaluation is going to be.
所以呢，有越多的神的话语在我们的魂里，我们对于自我的评估就会越准确。所以我们是有能力评估自己的。
And like Paul said, and the last book that Paul wrote actually was 2 Timothy, and he wrote in that he had finished the Christian life. He had become a mature believer and his Christian life was completed. He knew that because he knew the word of God.
像保罗在他的提摩太后书里面最后就写到说他知道他的路跑完了。因为他完全可以评估他自己他的整个基督徒的生命是个怎么样的光景。
But again, you might have people say, oh, you're a great Christian because you've been attending church without fail for 5 years. And every Sunday we've seen you in church and you come to every prayer group and we hear how you pray so loud and so enthusiastic. You're a great Christian. Well, maybe you are, but maybe you're not.
如果有人跟你讲说哇你真是个好基督徒你看在过去五年我都看你每天每个礼拜都固定来教会然后呢你又很会祷告哈等等等等的就也许这个人讲的是对的但你是不是一个好的基督徒绝对不是从这些方面来看的。
Maybe there's Christians that actually go to church because they like to hear the pastor say that, oh, you know, you're becoming a church and the pastor pats them on the back. And that's the reason they're going to church.
有一些人他喜欢去教会是因为喜欢牧师来说哎，你是个好基督徒呢喜欢牧师拍拍他的背说嗯很不错所以他才去教会的。
If that's the case, they got their reward already.
那如果这是真的，那你这个人就已经在这个时候，在人世间就已经得到他的奖赏了。
But in the eyes of God, that's just wood, hay, and stubble.
但是对于神的眼里呢，这些都是只是草木禾秆。
Now, if the person was attending church because they love the Lord and very diligent to want to hear the word of God, and actually going to church, there's really no spiritual fruit in going to church. The spiritual fruit is in the application of the word of God to your life and circumstances.
也许很多人喜欢去教会是想要听到神的话语，这是不错的。但是不要忘记，在去教会并没有得到圣灵的果实，因为唯有使用神的话语在你的生命中，你才会得到圣灵的果实。
Yeah. Okay, we're going to have a break, but after the break, we'll talk about spiritual fruit a bit.
我们先休息一下，回来我们再来谈这个属灵的果子。
Okay.